serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Joe Biden will address a joint session of Congress for the first time on April 28th.
Clap for that,
Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, extended the invite to Biden on Tuesday. President Biden's vaccination campaign hit a snag when federal regulators recommended a pause in administering Johnson & Johnson shots, but the White House is holding out the move as a validation of the president's measured approach during the rollout. Biden administration officials pointed to the action by the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as proof that they're putting safety first. There's concern about the effect on those Americans who are already leery of all virus vaccines, but Biden said there's enough that's 100% safe for every single solitary American.
Why is that?
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points. More details at srnnews.com.
We've heard about MediShare, and you know what it is? It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Is it over yet?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The week.
Yeah, it's been that kind of week, girlfriend, but, hey, TGI hump day, huh?
I'm gonna call Wednesday hump day.
Well, too bad.
That's what we're calling it.
My hump day.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
And also,
showtime.
Check it out.
Check it out.
It is 9 minutes after six. Let's start with the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Our string of beautiful days is coming to a screeching halt. Today, we're dry this morning. Showers and thunderstorms become likely by this afternoon and tonight. High today in the upper 70s. We had 87 yesterday. Upper 50s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, risk of showers mainly early in the day. A much cooler day with a high around 71. We'll be in the upper 40s Thursday night. Upper 60s is the best we can do on Friday. Risk of showers from time to time Friday, but showers become likely again Saturday, and maybe some isolated showers perhaps on Sunday. Right now this morning, we have 56 degrees, calm winds, 611.
April showers bring May flowers and also great deals from Brubaker Motors on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Kind of carryovers from carries over from yesterday when it was announced that they would pause using the Johnson & Johnson vaccination and live during this show. Rich Thomas got a notification that
yes.
His appointment had been canceled.
It would have been 10:40 this morning. Yeah, I know.
But, you know, I'm glad that they just kind of went ahead and told you, because there for a while we were going to do a poll online.
Yeah.
And then we were going to have listeners call into the show and, right. you know, weigh in on whether or not you should go get it. So well, I'm glad they put a halt to it, though.
Well, here's
the thing. For safety, you know. I still want you to get a shot, but, you know.
See, I don't know what statistics to believe, because there was a story yesterday that six women developed these clots mm-hmm. out of 6.8 million vaccinated.
Right.
There's never, ever going to be, whether it's the flu or anything else, perfect. A 100% no. successful vaccination.
Exactly.
And don't worry, once we get everybody vaccinated, they're going to back a CNN video yesterday, and they're going to hit nothing but climate change until we wish for it. But I thought, given Rich's disappointment and mm-hmm. everybody's concern, to bring in an authority figure who might be able to put this in its proper perspective. So we have brought back Barney the Dinosaur with his explanation on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's not too awesome. Johnson & Johnson causing clots, clots, clots. Inoculation. Coagulation causing clot, clot, clots. Well, that doesn't sound like a good selling point. It is the grossest. Deep vein thrombosis getting clot, clot, clots. It would be wiser to get the Pfizer. There's no clot, clot, clots. Hey, Johnson & Johnson, stick to baby powder, okay? Leave the vaccine making to the guys who can fix ED. Barney loves you.
Thoughts?
Crack don't smoke itself. Oh, that Barney. He sure can bring it home, huh?
Did you feel a hug while he was explaining all that?
Oh, gosh, yeah. That helped. No, it didn't.
Well, now that we've taken care of you, we have a story that I think Jesse will be greatly interested.
Okay.
About an evil chihuahua.
Yes, I saw this story the other day.
Yeah, it's a chihuahua that from New Jersey. Well, I mean, there's a lot of evil in New Jersey.
I was going to say, the Bidens have another dog?
No, they haven't had a chance to fill this one with the spirit of Satan, Rich. But they'll get around to it. So we're going to address that in just a couple of minutes for you.
Okay, sounds good.
And then I'll see if I can't come up with something that'll affect Jay.
Gotcha.
Oh, who is walking through the door as we speak.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Yeah!
Did you get your stuff? Come down.
Well, yeah. Let's check and see if it's here.
It's in the process. Hopefully, it's there. But it's in the process.
No. I mean, the audio is here, but the titles haven't arrived. That's the most weird thing I've ever seen in 500 years of radio. that you produce something and the audio arrives, but the title gets left behind.
So, what was it like developing the radio airwaves?
Oh, man, I'll never forget when Marconi and I were sitting. It was just kind of having,
He was young then.
Cappuccino. Well, I was, too. And he said, I think I got this idea where we could take the greatest hits of all time mm-hmm. and play them so everybody can hear them. And it kind of went from there.
All right. We can discuss that on our podcast, too.
In a rare moment of honesty on my part regarding age.
What?
I figured out mm-hmm. when I got my first paycheck in radio, and I've been around for half of its existence.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I and almost Jay have lived through half of its existence, but working in it, I hope nobody hears that and thinks that I'm old.
Yes.
Oh, well, not much I can do about that. We're going to get some local news here in just a second. In about 45 minutes, Chad Sasser, Haley, whoever's first, will pop the key in the door at Lewis Lawn and open it up in a world, of course, at 7. Why so early? Many people like to shop before they go to work. 2, the professionals, they start their day actually before 7 o'clock. So if they need a blade sharpened or something fixed, they can go there and get their equipment taken care of. Or if they need to buy something, they can get it as well. Lewis Lawn serves both professionals and do-it-yourselfers, and when it comes to, it's an investment. So when you buy something to keep the outside of your house nice, you want to know the place that sold it to you can service it, can tune the mower's engine, can change spark plugs, sharpen the blade, or cover any warranty issues that might come up. They sell all the great product lines from Exmark and Echo, Toro, and some new ones like Ego, battery-operated mowers, edgers, trimmers that really last, that require nothing more than you touching the on button to bring them to life. All at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig, open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their number is 244-9191. That's Lewis Lawn, 616.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have arrested a man following the death of his five-month-old child. 20-year-old Ricardo Ocana is charged with capital murder in the death of five-month-old Austin Flora. Ocana is being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. Johnston Taylor, the teen charged in the wreck that killed Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula in 2019, has been granted youthful offender status. He is charged with two counts of manslaughter. His arraignment is now set for April 28th. And the Alabama Senate has approved lottery and casino legislation. Senators voted 23-9 Tuesday for the proposed constitutional amendment that would establish a state lottery and allow 9 casino sites in the state. The bill now moves to the Alabama House of Representatives. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Something as rare as a phone call before 7 has taken place. A phone call before 7. So here's Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning. Good morning, Greg. This is Paul B.
Yeah.
Listen, your Adams sponsor, they're scheduling vaccines, and normally you can get a vaccine scheduled within a day. So if Rich is still interested, you know, your sponsor is a great source.
Yeah.
Okay.
Larry Stevens hung out with us yesterday afternoon. Larry and I were both at Adams right up the street here. It's very convenient. Yeah.
You got pull, too. Don't you?
I mean, I don't get any special or ask or expect any special treatment from anybody.
Maybe you can get me in, Dad.
Okay, son. I'll make a call. No, our buddy Jim could at least let us know what availabilities they have, I'm sure.
Yeah, and
who does not want Rich inoculated and calculated?
Remember, we had
intoxicated.
We had we had me dead Friday. Remember?
Yeah.
Were you, Paul? You were talking about Adams.
Yeah. Usually they'll schedule you within a day, two at the most. So it's worked out pretty well for some of the people that we serve.
If I mention certain names, maybe I'll get some action. If you know what I mean.
Oh. I'm the son of Greg Budell.
You know who I am. I know Greg.
I got the drop on Greg, so...
So just basically, everybody who needs to get a shot, go into Adams, tell him you're the son of Greg Budell.
Yeah, that's
or
it.
Daughter. Just, God, Greg, you got a lot of kids.
Paul, thanks for setting off a chain reaction of insanity.
My pleasure. You guys have a great day.
You later. Too.
All right, right back after this very quick break. Does anybody know 5 reasons why I should get a Krispy Kreme donut?
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security.
Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right, Domino's, this, I suppose, falls into the category of science, genius, however you want to look at it, has announced that they will be launching robot delivery.
I saw a video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bitty car.
Yeah, and, but...
I've seen some of their robots deliver my pizza already.
He was only kidding, pizza delivery people. There's no need to go ballistic.
Telling you the son of Greg Buda.
It brings the Domino's truck to your door, but it doesn't bring you the pizza necessarily. Here's kind of the way it works.
Now at Domino's Pizza, we've made delivery a whole lot easier.
Easier than it already is?
Yes, we're sending robots to your home.
Oh, it's here already. So, does it come to my door?
No, it sits in the street and you have to walk out to it.
But I live on the fourth floor.
Then all you gotta do is put on your coat and shoes, grab your keys, walk downstairs, avoid that annoying neighbor with the dog who's always trying to talk to you, then walk up to the self-driving pizza robot, open the hatch, make sure you take your pizza and nobody else's, then voila.
How is this any easier?
I guess it's not, but at least some dude is out of a job.
Why is that a positive?
Because you no longer have to tip.
Hey, that is pretty good.
It's Domino's new self-driving pizza delivery, using technology to make simple things more complicated.
I just realized I left my vest at home.
All the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
We can't do the TV hit. We can't.
Cancel it.
Can I leave? Jay, you can sit here.
We can swap seats. That's fine.
You never get the prime time. I don't want anybody to notice. I'm out of uniform.
Hey, there's our cue there.
Today is ex-spouse day.
You want to do the timeline?
Well... I have three different things.
That's okay.
I have divorced Barbie.
Yeah.
I have divorced comic. And I have a convoluted introduction to one of these things later in the... So our TV topic today will be the best surprises that we experience.
I think
your definition of surprises...
Oh, my God. That was funny.
Well, we're listening to a very spirited conversation.
We are.
As Ryan said to Andrew, or no.
To Kay.
How did you graduate?
This is that part where we need to
Hey, this is the day Lincoln died. This is the day on the unicycle.
On the unicycle.
You need to add that and just ask her, does she know?
No.
Oh, my goodness. We're terrible. Sorry, folks. So, we are taking a moment to
know,
listen. Cause
I know you're
been,
hearing silence, but we're...
We're hearing some of the best.
Yeah. This is really good stuff. But that's the way it works in big-time media when you have to wait for your cues. So we're just kind of aimlessly killing that time, knowing that they could come to us at any second.
Yeah. Did you take geology?
I did in college, and I got a D. It was the only class I got. I thought it's rocks. How hard can that be?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
I got a rock.
There's subcutaneous.
I took a lot of classes in agronomy and soil science. So, yeah. Randy and I actually had a very good conversation at an event Saturday before last. We got to talk about soil and, you know, the makeup and all that good stuff. Uh-huh. So
yeah,
it wasn't nearly as easy as I thought. Are we standing by?
Here we go.
And we're not that good looking either.
Well, as a kid, you may have enjoyed surprises, but as an adult, you may find that not all surprises are created equal. But join with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Do you love wearing an old jacket and then sticking your hand in and finding $20?
Yes.
That's happened a couple of times.
Yeah.
I just had a surprise, and it was not a happy surprise. I just realized I don't have my vest with me.
Oh, no. How can we do the rest of the segment then?
I know. Something is wrong today, and that's what it is.
It's not just the high fashion accent it provides to this feature on your show, but I need the pockets. Because, you know, you check and I have lumps in all the right places, but they're bigger today because I don't have the additional distribution space. Back to you.
Oh, boy. How about finding out, well, tomorrow's tax day. How about finding out you owe the government money?
Actually, the 17th of May is now tax day.
Yeah, they moved it.
But I will say this. Any year I get a refund, that's a surprise. Because I kind of cut it real close. I don't see the point in letting the government hold your money for a year with no interest. When you owe them, they want interest. When they owe you, forget about it. Back to you.
Hey, so today was going to be the day that I get my Johnson & Johnson shot at 10:40 a.m.
And your surprise came yesterday.
Right, oh, yeah.
Got a nice little surprise.
A text right here on this show.
I had a good surprise yesterday. You know, I told, y'all don't know, but told y'all yesterday, you know, the truck went down on Thursday, and the truck is actually going to cost a whole heck of a lot less than what I was expecting, so that was a good surprise.
Those kind of surprises are always welcome. How about you, Jay?
Especially when you're budgeting, like, so much for a repair, and then you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad.
It's not as bad. I feel a whole heck of a lot better, and I am so happy I get to have my big baby home.
Yay!
All right, Jay, your turn.
I'm always surprised when he talks. I mean, well, during this segment.
No, I know. That's a surprise.
Yeah. Right.
Go, Jay.
Well, no. Pregnancies would be a massive surprise.
That would be amazing.
I had one of those.
Yeah. That would
the,
be...
The little
real
stick...
Real surprising.
The little stick turned pink.
Yeah.
Great moment.
Folding, so folding when did this happen? We got to put you in the Guinness Book of World Records.
This would have been July 22nd,
1989. Is this a new development? Is this a breaking news alert?
Yeah, I'm starting another family. My youthful, why not? I'm sure I have many more years left.
Hey, you're like Mick Jagger. You're
exactly. A 29-year-old girlfriend. I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for the satisfaction of that hilarious moment.
Yeah. Hey, Ben. You can't get in anywhere else.
Nope.
Gregory, do you remember when you were growing up listening to Chicago radio, listening for your school system to be called out for a snow day?
Believe it or not, we had some big snows. We had maybe one the whole time.
Is that right?
Yeah,
snow
just
day?
One snow day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That was January 23rd, 1967, but who's keeping track? I was in kindergarten that year.
Sure you were.
Where's that alarm that goes off?
We can't play it on TV. We'll get our hands smacked.
Getting a new pet, that was really cool last year, you know, in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, that did come as a surprise because
I got a new pony.
Yeah. You got a new pony?
I have a new pony. Yeah, her name's Rain.
Rain?
Mm-hmm. She's a dun paint.
Oh, we appreciate that.
See, I expect him to name his pets after weather.
Well, partly cloudy.
Like Chase.
Partly cloudy.
And don't forget Sonny.
Boob.
Good one, Ryan. Good one, Ryan.
Oh, that's great.
Come here, little hoo-boob.
Then there's like the third tier of surprises, like when I get home and I realize, wow, the garbage can rolled itself back to the front of the garage. That's always a nice surprise, too.
Yeah. Right.
That good surprise, too, of knowing the mailbox ain't going to jump out at you.
Does anybody else, like, despise surprise parties? Because, like, my friends are really bad at hiding it from me.
Yeah.
So I just tell them not to do it, even though they want to do it. So I'm just like, don't do it because I know about it and it's going to just
ruin
the surprise.
Ones.
I, like, love where they're coming from.
But
I'm good if I'm organizing it because I like to surprise people. I like to do something for people. But I don't like being on the receiving end of it because I'm like... Well, I should have had a say in what took place.
A surprise at my age is waking up and saying, hey, it's another day and I'm not dead.
Yeah,
I was about to say, you just waking up is a surprise every day. So.
All right, well, that's all the time we have.
Look at Kate.
Surprise me tomorrow and be nice to me, Ryan.
Hey, don't forget your vest tomorrow. Make my Thursday. I want the vest.
You do,
Kate. All right, to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6. The time right.
That was good.
Yeah, that was a good one. We're having got a good run going with these guys.
Huh? Yes, we do. We have a very good run.
Yeah.
I could use a surprise, like if I go in here, that stuff I worked so hard to create earlier.
Yeah, you did send over a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm checking now to see what the status is, to see if maybe it's done, and hopefully the stuff is there.
So a surprise for Rain, she got her first bath day before yesterday. Because she'll be 2 this month, and
how do you
bathe the horse?
Yeah, because, I mean, we used to wash slick, but that was more like a car wash kind of thing. A hose, and he stands there, and you...
Kind of similar thing, but when you're working with a young horse or a baby, I mean, in essence, she's still a baby, we've got to make sure she's used to water. You know, she's got at least a good handle on her. So if she does kind of have a moment, you can get her calm back down. She didn't really do much. She's pretty laid back, so got the high shine horse shampoo out and the scrubby. And
we use Gypsy Poodle now, but it always was kind of fun when you take a dog to the tub and they start paddling before their little feet go.
Before they're getting in,
Or they do the shake thing and get you all wet at the end.
Oh, yeah, well, that's...
Before you have a chance to towel dry them.
That's a built-in revenge thing.
Oh, yeah.
Lincoln likes a hairdryer.
We still have that evil Chihuahua story coming up. Here's Crawdad.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you got a new little pony and you named it Rain. That's awesome. Did you tell me you did or did not have any miniature horses out there?
I don't have any miniature horses.
I'm just stuck on that. I tell you, if I could have one in town, I would do that. There was a fellow that lived around the corner from us at one time that had a Korean potbelly pig. Got it when it was a little baby, and we thought that was real cute till it got full grown.
Oh, yeah. They're quite...
There's nothing miniature about a Korean potbelly pig. Nothing miniature at all about them.
I had a potbellied sidekick on the radio once.
And that giant frog you almost stepped on one time, you know. God. I think I know what that was, by the way, Greg. If it was a normal to that area, that was a aquatic bullfrog, which is a Bufo americanus. And you can hear them around here every now and then, but I doubt that you'll hear one out on the stoop. You don't really go out on the stoop other than to check traffic these days, right?
No, I haven't seen any around here, but I'll tell you when that one scared the out of me. It was...
They get pretty daggum big. They do. I wanted to tell y'all what my biggest surprise ever was. I'm a coin collector. And years ago, I'm sitting on the steps watching my little corgi dog over there digging in the flower bed, just going at it. Dirt's flying up behind her. I thought, what is she after? Because, you know, they can sniff out the grubs. They can smell grubs underground. They go for them. She comes back to me, and she's panting. I'm like, what is that stuck on your tongue? It was a mercury dime.
Wow.
That she had dug up, and it was stuck on the end of her tongue when she came up to me.
Aww.
That was that's the coolest thing. Talk if I could teach her how to find gold.
Yes, we'd all be coming over and saying, hurry up.
But I saved that little mercury dime, put it in the case, put a date on it, and y'all got me thinking. I thought, I hadn't seen that. I got to go find that now. But anyway, y'all have a good morning.
Thanks,
enjoy your show.
Thanks, Christ.
Thank you, and God bless.
Appreciate you, and God bless you, too. When... nobody ever planned. Accidents are always surprises, not the kind of, but with Montgomery Paint and Body, you get two. One is the moment itself where fender bender, paperwork, insurance agents, police reports, and yada, yada, yada. Then choosing a place to fix it. That's easy. That's Montgomery Paint and Body. And even though you know your car is going to look as good as new and maybe better, when you walk in and see it for the first time since it was damaged.
Oh, what a surprise!
Yeah. Something similar to that. I am not kidding you. Every single time I've used them, you know, when you walk in and they've got your car ready for you, it's like,
oh, jeez.
Man, I cannot believe how great my machine is.
Perfection.
So get the best outcome possible after all the grief that goes with being involved in a fender bender, and guarantee it by going to Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. The Turner family has been there for 4.5 decades making cars look as good as new, maybe better. Let's see if anybody needs them this early in the morning.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic still congested East Boulevard from Vaughan to I-85. Taylor Road still busy, and we still have some slow traffic. 85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. Other than that, we're looking really good all over the Montgomery area. We have no new accidents to tell you about. No accidents reported at this time with Tumka, Millbrook, or Prattville. Buckle up and drive carefully. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, MCS and Wetumpka, just a phone call away. NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
April showers bring May flowers, and also great deals from Brubaker Motors on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
This is Tom Latham with Penny Earning Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earned at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Angry, vicious, tiny brute. He is ferocious, but kind of cute. And he hates men and little children. He's a pocket-sized devilish gremlin. And he might be possessed by wicked demons. Because he will bite you and break the skin. You can bring him home today, but he's shaking with a murderous rage. Evil Chihuahua, Demon Chihuahua, Evil Chihuahua.
Not happy with the evil chihuahua.
He loves the dog, you mean. At 6:38 with a timeline for April the 14th, it's a big day in history. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
104th day of the year. 261 days remain. We already know it's National Ex-Spouse Day. Greg, it's Look at Up at the Sky Day. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's National Gardening Day. Oh, boy, you don't want me gardening. And it's National Pecan Day, or as we said in Ohio, pecan.
Pecans, yeah.
Yeah. On this date in 1865, 156 years ago today, President Lincoln shot and mortally wounded by John Wilkes Booth while attending the comedy Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater in Washington. Lincoln died the following morning. That's over on 10th Street, just a few blocks from the White House, just a little after 10 o'clock. He did not die in a movie theater falling off a unicycle. In 1894, the first public showing of Thomas Edison's kinetoscope, moving pictures. 1902, J.C. Penney opened the first store in Wyoming. You know what the C stands for?
It's a fake initial.
Cash. It's true.
Oh, man.
J stands for James. 1910, first U.S. president throws the first ceremonial pitch at a Washington Senators game. They beat the Philadelphia Athletics 3-0 that day. Boy, what a big day in history. Not just the Lincoln assassination. This is the day in 1912 the Titanic collided with an iceberg on its maiden voyage and began sinking. 716 passengers survived. 1,517 drowned in the icy waters, including Leonardo DiCaprio. James Cameron made more than one man's share of underwater IMAX movies off of that disaster. 1918, American pilots engage in the first dogfight over the Western Front. 1935, in what became known as Black Sunday, one of the most devastating storms of the 1930s Dust Bowl swept across the region. High winds kicked up the clouds of millions of tons of dirt and dust, so dense and dark that some eyewitnesses believed the world was coming to an end. 1956, Ampex demonstrates the first successful videotape recorder at the National Association of Radio and Television Broadcasters in Chicago. Did you ever see the old 2-inch machines, videotape machines?
Oh, yeah.
They were huge. You had to pre-roll them for 5 seconds before they would, before the picture would stabilize. So they had to do 5-second pre-rolls. On this date in 1969, Katharine Hepburn and Barbara Streisand tied for the Best Actress Oscar. Hepburn got it for The Lion in Winter. Streisand got it for Funny Girl.
A little bit later, we have the all-time best worst actors.
Best
actors.
Okay.
And actresses.
That ought to be interesting. Now our song of the day, Elton John from Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player. Side 2, cut 4. I remember when rock was young, me and Susie had so much fun. Holding hands, skimming stones, we were hopping and bopping to the Crocodile Rock. It's 1972 all over again. Here's EJ on your Wednesday morning timeline. It's hump day. That's a big departure from his early albums.
It's great we have somebody that can sing harmony with a song.
It's so much fun.
And know what they're doing.
It looks like that animal was trying to sing.
Trying to sing with it too, yes. Yeah.
The smiling donkey.
Does you smile? Is that a donkey? It is a donkey.
1979. Oh, we got to. If you're going to do donkeys, you got to play the Donkey Reunited after the pandemic.
It's maybe the best audio clip in the history of the show.
What a Fool Believes was number one on the state in 1979 with Michael McDonald, Doobie Brothers. 2008, Delta and Northwest merge, creating the world's largest airline with over 800 planes. And then Delta merged with U.S. Scare, too, right?
Yeah, Northwest Airlines, I believe, is part of Delta now.
Yeah, right. 11 years ago in 2010, Iceland's volcano, I'm not even going to try to, look at that word. I'm not even going to try that. Iceland's volcano erupted, causing ash to eventually drift over much of Europe. Air traffic was shut down over many parts of Europe for 6 days because if you ingest any of that soot.
The lightning is created from that ash cloud. Creates electrostatic charges that can bring a plane down as well.
I did not know that part.
I got the electronics.
Wow. Birthdays. Sarah Michelle Gellar is 44 today. Anthony Michael Hall, who became the youngest Saturday Night Live cast member ever at age 17, is how old do you think Anthony Michael Hall would be today? He was in the movie 16 Candles, Weird Science, Breakfast Club.
I'm going to guess 54.
53, you're close. Greg Maddux, pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, 55. Can you imagine you retire so young? What do you do? Play golf?
Well, he does. I mean, he and Smoltz, all that foursome of great pitchers, they are a golf foursome forever.
Brad Garrett is 61 from Everybody Loves Raymond. He was perfectly cast for that.
Yes, that show is still funny.
It is great. Richie Blackmore from Deep Purple. He's a guitarist. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's 76 today. Dead or alive, Loretta Lynn.
She's alive?
Yes.
She's alive at 89.
Today is her birthday.
Yeah.
I think.
But
yes.
It is her birthday.
It is her birthday.
Yeah. So
she just released a new album, Still Woman Enough.
By the way, that reminds me, there is a festival of dead country people coming up in Autopsy this weekend. They're doing...
dead country.
Autopsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the Real Street.
Oh, really?
The Autopsy show. You got to watch that.
I got to subscribe.
See, I put Dead or Alive in front of that because I thought she was dead.
So did I.
25 days till Mother's Day, 44 days till Memorial Day weekend, SEC football 146 days away, and Thanksgiving in 225 days. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Kim and Trashy coming up. This is the clip we were telling Jesse about a moment ago. This came out last year. A man who was in quarantine and could not be with his donkey. Oh. If this doesn't bring a happy tear to your eye.
Oh, my gosh.
Take your pulse. You're dead.
Baldo.
Bando the donkey.
¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa?
The donkey's crying.
¿Qué pasa? Ay, 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 ay.
Oh, my
gosh. That's so sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to get decomposed after hearing that.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We're dry this morning, but showers and thunderstorms become likely this afternoon and tonight. High today in the upper 70s, low tonight in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, risk of showers mainly in the morning. Much cooler tomorrow with a high around 71. We'll be in the upper 40s Thursday night and upper 60s for a high Friday. What a big change from yesterday when we were in the upper 80s. How about that? Risk of showers from time to time Friday. Showers becoming likely again on Saturday. Won't rain all weekend, though. Isolated showers perhaps on Sunday. Right now this morning, 56 degrees, calm winds at 6:48.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
It's time to love what you drive.
Yes.
And the place to make that happen is Jack Ingram in the Volvo store today. Looking at certified pre-owns, and this is the way to go. We are certified pre-owned owners four times of the six purchases. The other two were at Signature Used, and we're very happy with all six. And I would never ask you to consider spending your money somewhere where we're not. I make those payments happily every month. Six vehicles, and all we've had to do with any of them other than, you know, mailbox damage and stuff, is change the oil and rotate the tires. They're just that dependable. In the Volvo store, you have a couple of opportunities. I go back to Volvo to the I'm glad my wife drives a Volvo days, when they consistently kept the look of the car very similar, but emphasized safety. They're still the leader in safety, but man, what they have done with those machines on the inside, they've engineered luxury at an equivalent level to safety. Couple of great buying opportunities with original warranty miles left, only 13,000 miles on a 2020 Volvo V60 Cross Country T5 and 11,000 on a 2020 Volvo XC90 T5 Momentum. Those lead the class at Jack Ingram certified pre-owned Volvos. There's more though with original warranty mileage left. And this is a chance to buy something that's for all practical purposes brand new, but you don't pay the new car price because it is a certified pre-owned. So check them out. They're absolutely amazing machines. They'll be happy to set up a test drive for you there or bring one to your home. Ask about the concierge service at jackingramvolvo.com because it's time to love what you drive. Cheap and Trashy coming up next.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic still congested. East Boulevard from Vaughan to I-85. Taylor Road still busy, and we still have some slow traffic. 85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. Other than that, we're looking really good all over the Montgomery area. We have no new accidents to tell you about. No accidents reported at this time with Tumka, Millbrook, or Prattville. Buckle up and drive carefully. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, MCS and Wetumpka, just a phone call away. NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
For those whose days start before sunup and end long after it goes down, you have a trusted partner in Thompson Tractor. Thompson is all about taking care of your equipment, so you can be all about taking care of your business, giving you one less thing to worry about. For over 60 years, Thompson has been there for you. Our expert service technicians are dedicated to compact and heavy equipment. Whatever size, make, model, or budget you might have, we provide a comprehensive array of services. Our field service team can come to you, or you can stop by any of our full-service locations near you. Quality parts are readily available, so there are no long waits. Hey, if your machine's up and running, so is your business. So come see us, or visit ThompsonTractor.com to get the expert service you need. We're here for you.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Cha-ching, it's time to take a call from Leon.
Good morning.
Good morning, Leon. What's up?
What have we got to do to get y'all syndicated where I can listen to y'all in Atlanta? Because they really need some class over there.
Well, we've got the...
You can get us on the app.
On the app.
You can be in Bora Bora and
hear us. We could be carried on some big major market stations, syndicate the show.
That's right. I mean, they really need a touch of class over there. So if we can get y'all syndicated to go over a radio station.
Yeah, Atlanta Radio.
Maybe that'll straighten them out a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's all, everything over there is owned by big companies that hire talent on the cheap and really don't care. So they do what they don't pay for.
I hear you.
But we appreciate the good compliment. Thank you, Leon.
Bye, bud.
Take care. It is 6:54.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy for this day. Brett Favre has spoken out and wants politics out of sports, and he says most people agree, and I have to agree with him.
Yeah.
So I think both sides, for the most part, want to see it just remain about the sport, not about politics. At least that's my interpretation. I know when I turn on a game, I want to watch the game. I want to watch the players play and the teams win and lose and come from behind. I want to watch all the important parts of the game, not what's going on outside the game. I think the general fan feels the same way. He also says that in his day, there were no racial issues in the Packer locker room. So that was sort of protected space where we could kind of let our guard down. We were in something together. We fought together, we won together, we lost together, and we were truly a family. I only hope that somebody was listening to that. Because do you know that one of the Yankees, now I understand what happened to that kid in Minnesota was just a horrible sequence of events. However, one of the players on the Yankees decided not to play that night. He's active on the team. They need 25 guys. Uh-huh. But he sat it out because he was so traumatized.
I heard about that, yeah.
If I was his teammate, I would want him gone. If I got that wound up about everything I see in the news that threatens me or is an issue for me, I'd never be here.
Jay would be running the board.
Jay's good.
Wouldn't be my first.
Sally Struthers.
Uh-huh.
Goya, who became famous, synonymous with Save the Children.
Yep.
Quit working for them because she was very involved with that organization after almost being shot by gorillas.
Dang.
I did this in a random fact, I think, not too long ago.
She was shot by gorillas?
Because we hadn't heard anything about her for like the longest time.
Yeah.
And that was the reason that she had stopped doing those ads.
I got to tell you, when All in the Family was a phenomenon, and by that I mean it wasn't just a popular show, everybody watched it, everybody talked about it. I was at NBC, a talk show producer, and I see this big commotion in the lobby. We had a big lobby with six elevators coming and going at the merchandise market. You were in that building.
Yep.
And I thought maybe the Queen was arriving at the station. Well, it was. It was Sally Struthers from All in the Family with an entourage of about 20 people with cameras, paparazzi. And it was amazing. They followed her every step. That's when I was never able to get close enough to get a picture or autograph.
I'll tell my limo drivers to leave out front.
I thought you were going to tell me she quit because she found out that the money is not going to all. You know, a lot of those. A lot of those charity type things.
Those big manipulated ads. I wonder, like the one for the elephants, they got to run
for only $1.44 a day. You'll be supporting little Joey here.
63 cents a day for the elephant. But I would, before I would even consider signing up for that, I would call Goose and say, is this legit? Because one thing the zoo can tell you is a place that's where the proceeds are going to help the actual cause.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like the polar bear thing. First of all, there's no polar bear crisis. That's been well established.
Don't ever send money to the ASPCA.
Yeah.
The Humane Society of the United States. That money does not make it to its shelters. Why do you think local shelters around here are continuously asking for supplies, donations, everything? If you want to help, go directly to the source.
But when they're going to send you pictures of these little kids in Central America and like you're supporting that kid, I'm not sure that you really are, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, especially, you feel so bad, the ones with the cleft palate. Yeah, check those things out before you sign up. Now, I support Shriners.
Yeah.
And a couple of others.
Adorable.
We do Shriners, St. Jude.
Yeah, you even have to be careful with some of the wounded veteran organizations that are out there. Some are legit, some are not.
Our biggest one is Wounded Warrior Projects and Disabled Veterans of America that we work with.
Yeah, DAV's been around for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the house where Mr. Rogers had sex.
What?
Repeating, the house where Mr. Rogers had sex is on sale for $850,000. Call Eddie Bader at 322-0662.
Again, the heart of the story is that Mr. Rogers had sex.
That's really it. The house he happened to have it in. I don't know how this became known. Was that stupid Tom Hanks movie?
I don't know.
Tom Hanks, I got to play every... There's another movie coming out that I think he's playing somebody.